is a cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 6th of October 2008. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and download as many of the previous talks I've given as possible. Listen to them at your leisure and I try and give you the shortcuts into the big picture of what has been running this world and why events are currently in the media, are there, and where it's all going. Then you'll find out that we're just living through a script written by big, powerful agencies and institutions which all work together globally to bring in what they call globalization, the new world order, the new economic order, and many other terms, all meaning the same thing. Also look into Alan Watt's sentientsentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download and print up, transcripts of the shows I've done in the past. And they're in the various languages of Europe. And beware of all mimicking sites. There are some sites out there that mimic me, and if you went to those pages, you'd think it was me, and you get trailed off into anti-Semitic sites. That's defamation. That's intentional. And I'm working on these ones right now. I allow them to do the right thing, and then I come down on them pretty heavily. Because when you're doing what I'm doing, you expect to be attacked from different quarters. And you do get attacked, indeed, by dirty campaigns. So beware if you go into other sites. If they're not on my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, they are not mine. And it's the same with forums. Don't be tracked into forums that pretend that they have my authority or that I'm involved with them, because I'm involved with no forums whatsoever. I think personally that anyone who does get sucked into them is asking for trouble, because in the cyber wars, and there are cyber wars out there run by big agencies, they're either all infiltrated or the agencies started them up in the first place, and they use the willing fools that join to do their dirty work. Well, it's the willing fools who take the heat when legalities come down. That's why they're set up that way. So beware of them. And we are going through amazing changes. There's war on all fronts. As I say, there's war in cyberspace. I've read the articles from mainstream media and the military to do with this particular type of warfare. It's dirty tricks. And they use all different kinds of means to do it. The civilian population in modern warfare, that has been since the 1930s, are fair game, because they call it total war. Total war was being preached by Britain before any other country, and they taught that at Sandhurst back in the 30s, and even trained one of the main generals that Hitler used in Sandhurst along this particular course, where the populations were now the targets. And the idea being that if you flatten the populations, then literally they can't vote for anybody or back anybody up or even be an unwilling slave to them. You just destroy the populations, similar to what they did during World War II, where Dowding, the big commander-in-chief of the Air Force in Britain, bombed and flattened the workers' homes who were working in the factories. That's how modern warfare is. But it's moved into other fields now as well, to say, especially to do with internet and communication. And it just astounds me to think that people still blab everything out on the internet, thinking that somehow information is kept quiet between people when it's shared, and it's also interfered with by the big agencies who are at war with the public. And I'll be back with more after this break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
There we go.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and we're cutting through the matrix. I've been talking about this financial hoopla we've had for the last couple of weeks and the ramifications of it and really the things that are behind it, big forces behind it, because you cannot have a global system, a global government run in a socialistic fashion, which is really closer to communistic fashion for the people, that is, for the majority of the people, with a big fascist rule on top. But you can't do it without integrating all economies, and that's what they've been working on for many years. In fact, many of the treaties, the GATT Treaty and so on, had much more to do with the integration of economies together. The idea being, and this is what war is about, modern warfare, is the creation of empires. You must have conflicts, you see, to create empires. And then how you get the empire together is by signing treaties and binding it all together against those guys over there. Meanwhile, those guys over there are binding other countries into themselves to defeat you. And out of it all, you unite together. Now you've got half the planet or three quarters of the planet. That's how you play this game. And the Cold War was so necessary to bring it about. And it's interesting, too, during the Rees Commission by Senator Dodds, when he talked to the foundation heads at Ford and Carnegie and so on, he was told by the one in charge of Ford, the CEO of Ford, that their job was to integrate the system of the Soviets seamlessly and easily into that of America. That was always the plan. He was told the truth, and it almost floored him. Because who would have guessed? Who would have guessed that this was rigged? empires were built, and that this century is to be the new American century. But it's not the American people's century, because the American people are lumped along with every population on the planet. They have no special favors to give the American people, but they will use the might and the technological know-how and the military to bring this whole all about across the planet. But they must have a completely seamless, interdependent, interlocked economic system. And I said that what will come out of this will be cries like slogans, and that's what you get. You see, like weapons of mass destruction, when they all come out at the top through the major media and major figures speaking the same catchphrases and giving out the same slogans, you know it's a coordinated effort that's been pre-planned. This is what they call a coordinated front to the press. That's what they call it. And then the public will think, as they daydream through life, that everything must be so. I guess it's the only way to get out of this particular problem. They don't think of any alternatives, and they cannot never see the real plan behind it. And Yahoo News Canada, this is an article that was put out a couple of days ago, I think. It says here, Paris, IMF chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn, I wonder if he's a relative of Genghis, called Saturday on European countries to provide a united response to the financial crisis following talks with French President Nicolas Sarkozy. In Europe, there's a need for coordination, Strauss-Kahn told journalists hours before a mini-summit of European leaders. It has to be indicated to the markets that European countries will not react every man for himself. The situation is very worrying. The bank's losses are the worst we've ever seen, International Monetary Fund's chairman warned. The IMF thinks it's a global problem, sees a global problem, you see, that needs a global response. And then they go on and on and on, and what they're prattling about is setting up a centralized system for Europe, which also means, you see, you have a centralized system for the Americas, that's guaranteed, and one for the Far East as well. That falls right in with the three trading blocks that Karl Marx talked about in the 1800s. And when he was talking about this, and this also means, too, that when one country's banks go under, the other countries will bail them out. We also saw some of this not so long ago, a few years ago, when the man that was touted to head NAFTA, the most trusted man to head NAFTA, who was the president of Mexico, ran off with the Treasury of Mexico after it was all in the newspapers. He ran off and ended up living in a few different countries, including Canada and then Ireland. But the U.S. and Canada had to bail out Mexico then. We forget that. It's already been done. But now they want to set up organizations in each trading bloc, which will be subject to the World Bank. That's what it's all about. This is all strategy, and we're just watching and living through the act. The play is working itself out right now. And then you find this backed up as well by an article from theguardian.co.uk. It says here, this is Friday, October the 3rd, Brown convenes economic war cabinet to help UK through credit crunch. Gordon Brown has convened an economic war cabinet to bolster Britain against increasingly turbulent conditions in world markets and appointed Paul Miners, chairman of Land Securities and Guardian Media Group, as city minister. It says here quite simply, the new era, there's a new era, remember, that we have entered requires new ways of governing. New ways of governing. This is about global governance they're talking about. Brown explained of the creation of the National Economic Council. We don't just need to change policies to deal with the new financial difficulties, but the way we take decisions, the way we govern, has got to change as well. The creation of the council is one of several changes wrought by Brown in order to deal with the fallout from the past 3 weeks, which have seen the world's credit markets seize up, investment banks collapse, the effective nationalization of Bradford and Bingley, another big bank over there, and the government forced to guarantee personal saving deposits up to £50,000 amid fears that even more high street banks could fail. The NEC was immediately branded by the city as an economic war cabinet. Call it what you will, Brown responded. The important thing to say is that we are taking all the action that is necessary, and we will do whatever it takes to ensure not just the stability of the economy, but also that we get the economy onto a new path of growth where people can see we are being fair in the way we deliver prosperity for the future. It doesn't define who it's to, though. He says, these are new times. The global economy will never be the same again. Now, that's what we heard after 9/11. The world will never be the same again. Well, here's another major statement. The global economy will never be the same again. Remember that. Remember that everything economic-wise is going to change. He says, huge changes are taking place. We have to deal with it in a new way. And guess what? It's all pre-planned, this wonderful new way. And then they go on to list all the different people who's in this new economic war cabinet, and they're knighting them all. They're knighting every single one of them so they can all be peers of each other. You understand, when you get knighted, you cannot be tried by a general jury. You must be tried by a jury of your peers. So they're above, you might say, the common, ordinary law. Quite interesting. And that's why they're getting knighted. So we've got one after the other, the IMF chief, you've got Brown in Britain, and you've got the European leader, all crying out for this new global system, a new way of dealing with finance. But there's also another article that's important too, because with the weather warfare that's going on, and it's not weather warfare between nations, it's unfortunately war upon people's own populations or government's own populations. That's why your own governments will not discuss it, all the aerial spraying and so on. But the food in Britain has been pretty well come to a standstill because of the incredible rain they've had all summer, very much like we've had here in Canada and across the breadbasket of Canada and the United States. The breadbaskets of both countries, or three countries there, were flooded out. And here in Ontario, there was daily rain and thunderstorms for 2.5 months. Mind you, you could get up early and watch some spraying the blazes out of the sky. So, guess what? You don't have as many spuds as you used to have. All your veggies, etc., are down. They're going to be rather scarce come this winter, and everything will go up. But meanwhile, you also have the NGOs, you know, these non-governmental organizations, which are based on the Soviet system. The Soviet, on the exoteric level, had to pretend that it was run by the people, so they had non-governmental organizations. That's what the Soviets mean, ruled by councils. And these NGOs pretended they spoke on behalf of the people, but the heads of them all were appointed by the Politburo, and it's the same on the West. You remember that article I read before by Norman Dodd quite a few months back, where he talked about the Sovietization system we've brought into America. Well, it's here. And it's across the Western world as well. It also ties in with the article I read from the Club of Rome, where they said that they looked at all the systems of the world for controlling and governing the people, and they favored collectivism. They meant the Soviet system. So they're using it all. And I've also mentioned that warfare and all that comes in war, that means people moving, being moved, as refugees, food rationing, gasoline rationing, will all come through in this war, because they must create a full world war situation. And they're using NGOs to push some of these parts. They call them actors, by the way, these NGO groups. And this article is from theguardian.co.uk as well. It says, meat must be rationed to 4 portions a week, says report on climate change. Tuesday, the September the 30th. Now, remember that article I read too from a book that that was passed around to the congressman on the congressional steps by Newt Gingrich a few years ago, called The Third Wave. And the author of that was the author of Future Shock, a guy who's a futurist who's in and on the big plans. And he mentions in the book that eventually the system they will bring in is a vegetarian world, and it must be so. It doesn't say why. But I'll continue this Guardian story after these messages.
Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've got dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator. And ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. I was recapping some of the previous articles I've read about how you get a whole warfare situation going with all that goes with warfare situations, because if you can get the whole world going through this kind of mode of thinking, a total war with rationing and terrorism everywhere, and the economy going down the tubes, and we're fighting for our survival and all the rest of it, and getting rationing on the go, and refugees moving around, that all brings it home. We tend to obey governments and just get rushed along. We're actually stampeding, but they're guiding us at the very head of the herd, and we just follow along and do what we're told. And that's what they advocated from the Club of Rome, that type of scenario. We do what we're told and obey rules without question during times of warfare. So they've got to get all going for the century. And part of it, too, is rationing food. Now, The Guardian, Tuesday, September the 30th, 2008, talks about this. Now, listen to this. People will have to be rationed to 4 modest portions. Now, modest can be very small. Depends who's deciding what modesty means. 4 modest portions of meat and 1 liter of milk a week if the world is to avoid runaway climate change, a major new report warns. And remember who put out that first idea of convincing the public that they were responsible for global warming and so on, and even came up with the idea of global warming, and that was the Club of Rome. That's in their own book, The First Global Revolution. They tell you in there, they admit to it that that was their idea, they dreamed it up. and it's to dominate our lives with all to adapt by its reports and so on. So the report by the Food Climate Research Network, now that's an NGO group. It's not a government group, you see. It's an NGO, the Soviet, the new Soviet, based at the University of Surrey, also says total food consumption should be reduced, especially low nutritional value treats such as alcohol, sweets, and chocolates. It urges people to return to habits their mothers or grandmothers would have been familiar with, buying locally in-season products, cooking in bulk and in pots with lids or pressure cookers, avoiding waste and walking to the shops, alongside more modern tips such as using the microwave and internet shopping. The report goes much further than any previous advice. After a mounting concern about the impact of the livestock industry on greenhouse gases. Now, do you remember that farce they had a few years ago with the prion they suddenly discovered, but only one place could actually find it. It was a high government lab, and they were the only ones who could identify this prion that caused the mad cow disease, and they basically wiped out the food industry, the meat industry of Britain. They had pyramids in the newspaper, pyramids of burning cattle and pigs. You couldn't believe it. It was incredible what they did. And here they're going at it again, you see. It follows a four-year study of the impact of food on climate change and is thought to be the most thorough study of its kind, which means nothing at all. Tara Garnett, the report's author, warned that campaigns encouraging people to change their habits voluntarily were doomed to fail and urged the government, see, to use caps on greenhouse gas emissions and carbon pricing. Carbon pricing means pricing the food out of existence, folks, to ensure changes were made. Food is important to us in a great many cultural and symbolic ways. No kidding. No kidding, eh? And our food choices are affected by cost, time, habit, and other influences, the report says. Study upon study has shown that awareness-raising campaigns alone are unlikely to work, particularly when it comes to more difficult changes. The report's findings are in line with an investigation by the October edition of The Ecologist magazine, another big one, you see, which found that arguments for people to go vegetarian or vegan to stop climate change and reduce pressure on rising food prices were exaggerated and would damage the developing world, in particular where many people depend on animals for essential food, other products such as leather and wool, and for manure and help in tilling fields to grow their crops. Instead, it recommended cutting meat consumption by at least half and making sure animals were fed as much as possible on grass and food waste, which could not be eaten by humans. You know, the cattle used to eat grass all the time, till the big boys, you know the big names too, the same ones that are into the GMO foods, came up with the pellets and so on, and that's why they're affecting them, by the way. You should see some of the documentation that's come out of Monsanto's feed and what's happened to the male pigs who become suddenly sterile within 2 weeks. But that's another story. And that's from the modified corn, by the way, those who like cornflakes. So getting back to this article, the notion that cows and sheep are four-legged weapons of mass destruction has become something of a distraction from the real issues in both climate change and food production, said Pat Thomas, the college's editor. The head of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Rajendra Pachauri, also sparked global debate this month when he urged people to have at least one meat-free day a week. So what I'm showing you here is the United Front method. Whatever thing is coming from different sources on the same topics at the same time, you have a United Front. This is coordinated, you see. Coordination. It's very important to them. It's like when Bush and Condoleezza and all the rest of the gang come out and they say weapons of mass destruction independently of each other. They're told to parrot these phrases to the public. And when you see the same articles appearing from all the big sources, from the big players who have a stake in this, a stake is no pun, by the way, then you know it's a coordinated thing. And I'll be back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had a 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and I was rambling on there about the coming vegetarian world because they say it must be so. They don't tell you why it must be so, but part of the reason is that you'll be on their GMO food. This modified stuff that is top secret, you know, all this stuff they went into is top secret. And look at the people who helped make it. You'll find they all belong to the old IG Farben groups. You know, those nice guys during World War II. They made all kinds of fancy chemicals. And these are the characters who are now making the food because they love you. They love you so much. They want to see you fit and healthy. And these characters, too, are involved in various kinds of research. Why would you bring thousands of specialists in genetics together to make a better carrot? These specialists obviously don't work just with the food industry. They work in warfare industries as well. We already see the effects of the GM food on people. It's having the same effect on people as it did on the rats and mice. It gives them cancers of the stomach and a whole host of other things. It's engineered that way, plus it's so dosed with chemicals, 10 times as much pesticides as the old stuff used to get. And the plants soak that stuff up. There's no point just washing it off. It's in the plant itself. Not only that, the plant's engineered to create its own insecticides. And you're eating that too. It's just amazing what's really going on. And the public are kept in the dark, so much in the dark, in fact. As I say, Canadians were eating this stuff for 10 years. And the only people who knew was the Canadian government. You know, those ones who represent the people. and it was done with a secret agreement between the government and Monsanto. Of course, they'd be studying the health effects too, to see if we were coming down with the rate of illnesses we were supposed to, no doubt. And that's why we weren't told. And in fact, if it hadn't broken out from Britain, we'd never have known. We'd never have known. So, people, they're at war with the people, basically. You'll find, too, that the pesticides they use on these particular products always cause the same kind of things, apart from cancers and so on. They also cause sterility. Quite an amazing thing, since they want to reduce the populations. After all, this is a time for total war. Total war. It's just astounding what's really going on, if people could understand it. And here's the thing, too, I should mention as well. Sometimes people will hit me and say, but what's the good news, Alan? You see, we've all been trained that way. We've watched all the movies, and the heroes generally win at the end. And you're given the good news, that somehow evil cannot triumph. My answer to that is to look at your history, the real history, not the five-year-old books that you get in school, but the advanced books with depth and data in it. And you'll find that evil has won frequently in the past. The plans of very wise men have come to fruition, and they've won many, many times before, because they're the only ones who are organized, and they have the power to make it happen. When you control the money and the financing of the planet, it's no big deal to have 1,000 points of light or think tanks headed by another 1,000 points of light working towards the agenda for you. It's no big deal whatsoever, and that's in the education system, through the media, and so on. And they're all, as I say, they all create a united front and give the same stories and the same opinions, which become your opinions. That's how simple it is. Before I go to the callers, there's one more article I must read tonight. It's about, it's from the U.S. Army Field Manual, 6th of October, 2008. And there's two versions of it, one for the public and one, I guess, for the military itself. And you should read both of them, because the one for the public is always sort of watered down, and they try to turn the soldiers into peacekeepers. You know, war is peace and all that, Orwellian stuff. It says here, today the nation is embarking on a journey into an uncertain future where regional conflicts threaten to expand as a result of increased global competition for natural resources. Now that ties in with an article I read last week where they talked about the U.S., since this is the new American century, they must go after all natural resources, must plunder them, basically, and get them any way they can from emerging nations or existing nations by any means possible, including using the American culture, which is toxic. You see, they've weaponized the culture to bring down societies from within, which is interesting because that's exactly what Khrushchev said about America and what would happen to America back in the 1960s. Well, he was right. It has been done. And it wasn't done by chance, and it wasn't done because the people demanded it either. It was because the culture industry was all part of the bringing down process. And the CIA ran the culture industry. It says here, rising population expectations, unrestricted or unrestrained technological diffusion, and a global economy struggling to meet mounting demands from emerging markets and third world countries, America's future abroad is unlikely to resemble Afghanistan or Iraq, where we grapple with the burden of nation building. They call it nation building as they steal and plunder, as is under fire. Instead, we confront a landscape marked by emerging nations discontented with the status quo. They don't like being plundered. It's a strange response that people have down through time and history. Flushed with wealth and ambition and seeking a new global balance of power, here the greatest threat to our national security comes not in the form of violent extremism or ambitious powers, but from the fragile states, either unable or unwilling to provide for the most basic needs of their people. That's why the U.S. went into Afghanistan, and using total war, they went after all the resources. They blew up all the drinking water plants. They blew up the food manufacturing plants. They blew it all up, you see, to make sure they had no ability to sort of satisfy their basic needs. The character of this environment is unlike any other in recent American history, where military forces operating among the people of the world decide the major battles and engagements. Here, the margin of victory is measured in far different terms from the wars of our past. Now and in the future, the allegiance, trust, and confidence of the people in the operational area may be the surest means to win the peace. However, time may be the ultimate arbiter of success. Time to bring safety and security to an embattled populace. Time to provide for the essential, immediate humanitarian needs of the people. It's so hypocritical, but that's written by PR people, you see, for the military. And then they go on and on and on. But they talk about using soft actors. Soft actors is a term they use for NGOs, and they'll put NGO groups in once they take these countries over, non-governmental organizations or the Sovietized system. That's what it is, to make those countries copy, emulate the British and American way. It says, in this era of persistent conflict, remember the article I read last week, we will work through and with the community of nations to defeat insurgency, and that means uprisings as well, anywhere in the world, including back home, assist fragile states, and provide vital humanitarian aid to the suffering, and probably a cheap bullet. Achieving victory will assume new dimensions as we strengthen our ability to generate soft power. Soft power, again, is the NGOs with all the propaganda machinery, to promote participation in government, spur economic development, and address the root causes of conflict among the disenfranchised populations of the world. Military success alone will not be sufficient to prevail in this environment. To confront the challenges before us, we must strengthen the capacity of other elements of national power, leveraging the full potential of our interagency partners. At the heart of this effort is a comprehensive approach to stability operations that integrates the tools of statecraft with our military forces, international partners, humanitarian organizations, and the private sector. Again, that's the foundations and the NGOs. The comprehensive approach ensures unity of effort among a very rich and diverse group of actors while fostering the development of new capabilities. Use actors, by the way, because it's a theater of war. You use the term actors right in this document. To shape the operational environment in ways that will preclude the requirement for future military intervention. It means you put up a puppet government and you train a generation to emulate the one who rules it. It postures the military to perform a role common throughout our history, ensuring the safety and security of the local populace. Did you know that was the common role of the military down through history? It was to ensure the safety and security of the local populace. I hope you know that now and understand that. Assisting with reconstruction, that's what the army is. You see, they're a form of social work. That's what they're really there for. And providing basic sustenance and public services. That's why they starved Iraq and put by an embargo to stop basic sustenance. Equally important, it defines the role of military forces in support of the civilian agencies charged with leading these complex endeavors. Now, the civilian agencies, again, are your NGOs, your big authorized groups, the Red Cross, etc., and also the United Nations government agencies. That's what they're talking about here. So much for democracy. In fact, democracy isn't mentioned anywhere. They've dropped the word now, which is good of them, because it used to be so, again, hypocritical when they used it, especially the United Nations, because no one elects the United Nations. You see, they're just there. It's a corporation. In a comprehensive approach, military forces establish conditions that facilitate the efforts of other instruments of national and international power, providing the requisite security and control to stabilize an operational area. Army Field Manual 3-07, Stability Operations, addresses military stability operations within the border or the broader context of United States government. The broader context. That's really very broad because we never get to see it. Reconstruction and stabilization efforts. It describes the role of military forces in supporting those broader efforts by leveraging the coercive and constructive capabilities of the force to establish a safe and secure environment, facilitate reconciliation among local or regional adversaries, establish political, legal, social, and economic institutions In other words, set up a mirror of your own country. That's what it's about, you see. And help transition, help the change, responsibility to a legitimate civil authority operating under the rule of law. In other words, they're going to be the same as every other country that used to think it was free. This transition is fundamental to the shift in focus towards long-term development activities where military forces support broader efforts in pursuit of national and international objectives. Now, how can it do both? How can it do national and international objectives? It's because we have no nations. We're already international. And there is an international body governing all of this, this big show. It says success in these endeavors typically requires long-term commitment by external actors and is ultimately determined by the support and participation of the host nation populace. And they make sure that the host nation accept it after being pounded and pounded and pounded for long enough. That's how it's done. We used to read the old history books about Rome. Rome never has said that it was going in to plunder a country. They all were always going in to vanquish heathenism or barbarians and bring them civilization. We hear the same things used today as the pirates plunder and rape and pillage and bring into being what they call their new world order, where the natural aristocracy should rule over the profane. And that is what it's all really, really about. The pirates are in charge, and they've been in charge for a long time. It was interesting to see Mr. Tony Blair, who recently became Catholic in a political move, and immediately start up an organization, at least get put at the head of it, that was going to bring all faiths together. All faiths together, because, you see, they would never, ever bypass the Catholic Church. It's a big, massive institution, and millions of people still follow the faith, even though those at the top were taken over long ago. You wouldn't throw it away. It's too handy a tool to use. And there he is bringing basically interfaith things all together on the premise that no particular one can claim to be right. That's what they all must understand. And that's a must-be in today's society. No one can claim to have the truth, which means that all those religions have no truth at all in that case. If you sit and think about it, you see. So there they are. They use all means possible, and they always use religion. And why bypass something that's already set up, even though it's conquered at the top? They don't miss a trick. Meanwhile, they have the New Agers all dancing around in glee, looking to bring in this new wonderful world where we can all be one and all be connected to each other. Have you looked around you recently? Have you looked at the people around you? Would you like truly to be all one with them? Would you like them inside your head? Think about it. Really, really think about it. It's a scary thought. Very scary thought. Now, I think we have time for a couple of callers. And there's Kyle in Connecticut there. You there, Kyle?
Alan?
Yes.
Good to hear you tonight. How you doing?
Not so bad.
Isn't it funny how, a fisherman uses a net to catch its fish?
Yep.
And they've caught everybody with this Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And they've used them to bring us up to this point, and they think they're all going to get raptured or something.
Well, I think the term now is ruptured.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think the internet is just another tool to kind of gather everybody up together?
Yes, Brzezinski said so in his book Between Two Ages.
Yes.
Before they even gave it to us, he said they're going to be given a means of communication that will help bring in a global-type culture. And that's what it's for, too. It also creates massive confusion. But more than ever, it helps to monitor everyone's thoughts, personality profiles, every individual who goes on it, and prattles on about whatever they like to prattle on about, is that they have literally a clone of you inside a computer, acting like you with all of your character traits and so on, and they can predict what you will do in certain circumstances by the collection of this data. I've read the articles from the military academies about this very thing.
So people just need to realize there are no more civilians. It's total war against every human being on this planet.
Yes, and it has been going on for quite a long time. And all major religions will be used, and once they take over the Muslims, that they will be used too.
I just can't get on about these New Agers who think that they could create, you know, this beautiful reality just, you know, by imagining it.
Well, they can have the images in the mind, and they worship an image of something. Some people know what it is, some don't. I'll be back with more after this break.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, and we'll go to Vernon from New Hampshire. Are you there, Vernon?
Hello?
Yes.
How are you doing this evening, Alan?
I'm hanging in here.
Okay, that's good to hear. Just want to ask you a quick question before you get over the show. At any time in human existence, was there ever a time when there was a fair playing field between us conscious humans and the ruling elite? Or if there was, what was the scheme or the con that gave the elite the upper hand they have on us today?
The con was the invention of a substitute for barter, which in early forms was money, although it was weighed out. At one time it was mainly silver and then gold. It was weighed out, and then getting the populaces to accept it. Then the second con was, actually the first con was to create the city and then have the people inside who needed this thing called money. And then with the money, you could tax from them and then create armies and pay them with the same money. And armies can go off and conquer. So the first thing really was the creation of the city. That's why the big occultic boys go always mention Nimrod, their big hero, who literally is the Satan figure, the rebel. And he creates the first city. His emblem is the city, as it was his wife, Semiramis. And they went off to conquer the rural areas. And really, when you look at empire building, all they've done through time, especially in the Roman era, was to plunder countries, introduce the money system, and then start taxing it back from them, and then building big projects, big building projects, roadways, buildings, and so on with the money they taxed from them. So the introduction of what they call a commercialized system was theirs from the very beginning. Yeah.
Okay, so before that, we were all like on a fair playing field, and everything was like all equal in life, right?
There was more chance because most peoples lived in tribes. They had a chief, and often they elected a chief for a certain point of time. If the chief got too big for his boots and wanted to continue a dynasty and got a few henchmen, there was always enough people in the tribe to get rid of them. Once you have a standing army, you can't do it quite so easily. And even the founding fathers of America had debates about, in fact, to satisfy the people, they knew this stuff, that standing armies were always turned against the populace. They knew this. So standing armies is a big problem. And again, you can only employ a standing army if you can pay them with money. If you don't have money, they just go home after a while to get bored.
Okay, so one could say that the elite, they might be a subspecies from the rest of us conscious humans then.
They certainly are a separate species in that they know the wisdom of the ages, as they call it. They have the archives of histories. They use philosophy and history to the maximum. Old Man Rockefeller will say that in so many speeches. He says, if you don't know your history, then you're doomed to failure. And he's also speaking from his own point of view and his own kind's point of view, because whatever man has been able to do in the past, or you've done with mankind in the past through culture, you can repeat it. You can make people do anything you want if you know the formula. And Plato said that. So this understanding of human nature has been exploited for thousands of years at least. Yeah. Well, okay. Thanks for calling. That's the music coming in for the end of tonight's show. It's been a rush through as always. And from Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Gold has been.